Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 341 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the equipment section, and we've just come off of a major revelation, a shocking revelation, that this equipment section, because they're running out of room, like a small child signing their name on a Christmas card and having to cram all the end letters real small down in the corner, they've straight up run out of room in this book, and so there aren't going to be any guns in this equipment section. What that leaves us with is, as we discussed yesterday, copious firearm accessories. I mean, obviously you can cut the guns, but you can't cut the holsters. This page even contains a second version of the web belt. So for those keeping track at home, here in the equipment section, that is 12 holsters, 2 web belts, and no guns. And then from there, we move on to unconventional weapons. Incendiary weapons, we get some grenades, we get knockout gas. This is all going to sound familiar to you if you listen to Season 1, because Ninjas and Super Spies had all or most of this in its equipment section as well. This is all material we've talked about on the podcast before, and you know what that means. It's time, for the first time since the hardware section, to delve into the pages of Palladium's wonderful trans-dimensional Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and discuss the most delightful thing on a random page of that book. If you've recently joined the podcast, you may not be familiar with this. When we reach a page in Heroes Unlimited that is mostly content that we've already talked about on the podcast before, obviously I'm not going to just retread the same material, so we go to a random page of this book, which is maybe one of Palladium's best books, and we just go positive for a day. And I've got to tell you, after some frustrating and bland material, starting right around the psionic section, all the way through magic, it feels real good to roll a random page in Transdimensional TMNT. I've got my dice, I'm rolling now. I've rolled a 27, and this page, while not as outlandish as many other pages in Transdimensional TMNT, is just a great all-around example of why this book is such a joy. This page comes in the list of new mutant animal types. Many of these are prehistoric animals of various kinds. And this page has the Mastodon and Woolly Mammoth entry. Obviously, we're starting from a really good place because Mastodons and Woolly Mammoths are just cool, and who doesn't want to roleplay one? Maybe in another Palladium game, we would just stop there with a cool concept. This would be one entry on a table. Hey, play a Woolly Mammoth, why not? Transdimensional TMNT always takes that extra step and gives you some extra cool shit. Here I quote, "All elephants are part of a family called Proboscidae, a name that describes their long snouts. Modern elephants are largely tropical, but mastodons and mammoths are more northern creatures, comfortable in pine forests and Nearctic conditions." So there's some useful info. These are not jungle creatures, they're more like forest creatures, and, I didn't know this, all elephants are from a family called Proboscidae, which literally means, if I'm not mistaken, sons of the nose. Already this gives me an idea for a secret order of elephant assassins. We're like one line into this description, and I've got ideas. Moving on. Variations. Elephant-like creatures have an amazing diversity, ranging from pig-sized miniatures to giants big enough to dwarf modern elephants to the shaggy cold leather models. Other alternate models had lower jaws or lips that extended all the way down the trunk, forming a huge shovel-like mouth with teeth or tusks at the bottom. Number one, that's a creepy elephant mouth. Great mouth for either an awkward player character or a horrifying monster. Number two, pig-sized elephants? What? Yes, they are, or were, a real thing. Those of you who, in the listening audience who've been keeping up on your zoo books maybe already know this. I did not. I did not know there was ever any such thing as a pig-sized elephant-like creature, and this delights me. Thanks, Transdimensional TMNT. Then we get some game stats. Those run onto the next page. But above the text of this entry, there's a picture, and I'm going to put this on the Instagram. You better believe I will, because this big stubby gentleman is just my favorite. There's no way I can do it justice. He's got a gadget over his big floppy ear that looks like a combination of a Saiyan Scouter and the Menacer light rifle for the Sega Genesis. He's got an adorable, like, massive, thick, but stubby, hairy arm. He's wearing what looks like some kind of like a smartwatch or like a Dick Tracy communicator watch. Oh, it's so good. He's wearing like a bandolier and a belt pouch. Of course he's wearing a belt pouch. And it's adorable because, you know, I'm looking at, like, he's so big around and he's so short and his fingers are so thick and short. Come on, man. You can't get in those pouches. Who are you trying to fool? Not only can you not reach the ones in the back, but I'm looking at those fingers and I'm looking at those pouches, and I'm going to say he could barely get one finger in there. You know, they're slightly wider than one of his fingers, but not, there's no way he's getting two in there. Like, think of picking your nose with two fingers. Like, that's what it would be like trying to at all reach into these pouches. But you know what? This is fine, because he's obviously got to have help with him. Because, I mean, this guy, looking at his adorable body plan, he's not dressing himself. I mean, obviously. He can't look down and see his clothes even, probably. His head, first of all, is about half the size of his whole torso. He's got this gigantic head. And the clothes he's wearing, which look to be some kind of like a one-piece, kind of like what the Penguin wears under his suit in Batman Returns, except it's got a front flap and it's got little tiny buttons all the way down the front. He can't button those buttons, come on. I mean, with his trunk maybe, if it's a prehensile trunk, I guess that could be it. But how does he get his arms through the armholes? How does he reach down and pull it up over his little tiny legs? I mean, his whole leg is about as long as his wrist. He must have help. Obviously, I mean, he's a charmer. He's gonna have no difficulty finding people to help him put his little onesie on. Oh, this guy is so adorable. And you can tell that, like, his charisma, his MA, I should say, this is a Palladium game. His MA, obviously, and his PB are very high, because number one, he's fucking adorable. And number two, though, he's putting in the work, because on top of his head, and this is the best thing on this page, he has this, like, tousled, casual, stylish, very human head of hair on top of his big fucking elephant head. Is it a toupee? Look, it's not polite to ask. I mean, it looks slightly out of place, but I guess that's because it's a human head of hair on top of an elephant head. So naturally, we're talking about a little bit of contrast there, but I just love that this mammoth was, you know, touched by a radioactive waste or transported in a time machine or whatever nutso fucking thing happened to him based on the random tables in this book. And what happened is he became a biped, he shrank down, his arms got long and his legs got short, because apparently radioactivity is as hilarious as it is deadly. He just barely grew prehensile fingers. You know, he's got like three fingers and a thumb on each hand, and they're stubby and fat and probably can't curl all the way into his palm, but they're there. They're there. His head stayed full elephant, full woolly mammoth head, but he grew just a delightful head of human hair as well. And it's his best feature, obviously, because it makes him more relatable. Take away the hair, this is a monster, with all due respect. With the hair, this is like the quiet, awkward guy at work, who's good at his job, and he comes in every day with his rifle and his communicator watch and his Saiyan Scouter / 1990s 16-bit light gun accessory over his ear, and he comes in and he does his best, but you can just tell, you know, he's a nice guy, and you want to help him. You want to help him with his buttons. You want to help him reach in his pouches at lunch to get his, you know, peanuts out, because he's doing his best, and he's trying really hard, and he's keeping that hair in a really nice, fun shape for you. That's for your benefit. So you feel like you want to, you know, return the favor and do him a solid. Help him reach in the vending machine and get his little snack if he forgot to pack his stuff. You know, invite him to the party even though you know and he knows he's not going. He's got elephant stuff to do. And he can't fit in your house, but it's nice to be asked. Man, I love this book. It's just like settling into a warm bath. Man, after all that magic section and everything, this is the good stuff. Sadly, tomorrow's page of Heroes Unlimited is not quite halfway recycled content, so we do have to talk about it. So join me next time as we discuss knives or something on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. The transdimensional TMNT theme, used under a Creative Commons license, is Acapulco 2000 by Jack Fetterman and the In Hi-Fi Music Direction, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.